Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 25th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Stuwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair and challenges being faced by Zimbabweans living in South Africa.
The Zimbabwe International Trade Fair starts tomorrow in Bulawayo with hundreds of local and international exhibitors gracing the show. The showgrounds, the country's premier showcase, comes at a time the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries is suggesting that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government should seriously consider the dumping of the local currency.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has criticized CZI for attacking the government, saying the Southern African nation will continue to de-dollarize in order to make sure that everything is done in a local manner.
In South Africa, Operation Dudula leader Hlahla Lakhs Dlamini says they are now targeting the food delivery sector, which he claims is dominated by foreigners. Hundreds of Zimbabweans are in this business.
In other news, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were in Ukraine yesterday, where they promised to provide more weapons for the country to fight against Russians who sparked a war between the two nations 2 months ago. Ibuhambe mahlabe zulu linjani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje sizakhangela khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe International Trade Fair eqala kusasa. Sizwileke ukuthi iZimbabwe International Trade Fair yalo nyaka kuyabe kulabantu kumbe ngithi osomabhizimusi abaloma companies afika 400 ababe zibhija okutshiyeneyo khona ngale e-International Trade Fair. Sizwile njalo ukuthi kulamazwe afika 14 azabe exhibita in okutshiyeneyo kula ngale Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. Siyakwazi ukuthi le International Trade Fair okutshengiswa khona okutshiyeneyo okuhambelana leZimbabwe. So singazi ukuthi abanye bathi hayi sokwatshintsha kwaba kumbe kwaguquka kwaba umkambo nje ongani uphongwa yiwo nje ongakhayeni lokuthi yangaphi. Babe khona abanye bathi hayi khona okwenziwayo yikho kumele kwenzakale kweZimbabwe. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonokho okweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. So siyakhumbula nyakenye Marvelous International Trade Fair bekhona, kodwa ke umnotho welizwe kade ukhanya kudeka okunye okumangalisayo. So singazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani khona manje. Sivele le Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries khona okwenzakala elizweni kungani into embi kakhulu ngoba umnotho sowugugudekile okunye okumangalisayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu bekhuluma ukuthi kambe bakubona njani konke lokhu ngoba ilizwe alihambi ngemfanelo. Sibele sazwa njalo abanye bekhuluma besithi khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kwenzakale ngokuthi bakhona abasola umnotho phela. Abaphokusola nje kungela lutho. Kwabe khona nabantu abasola bebona ukuthi kukhona okukhona ongahambi ngemfanelo. Sizwile njalo-ke ukuthi umnumzana Antony Blinken onguye phela umphathintambo obona ngokudlelana ngamanye amazwe ephethe uhlangothi lwahulumende walo Melika bekhona ngale phela kwele Ukraine lapha kade kukhulunywa khona ngokuthi izikhali ungathiwani. Ngoba le Ukraine likhala ngezikhali phela siyakhumbula ukuthi ele Russia lamhla lithe selihluphune idolobha elikhulu iMariupol. So lithi njengoba selihluphune iMariupol siyingxenye yakwele Russia. So kubekela phambili bebhomba endaweni ezitshiyeneyo singazi ukuthi kuyophetha ngani khonokho okukhona ngale. Sithi phecelezi-ke Marvelous Chief wakhona ngale South Africa uNhlanhla Lakhs Dlamini uthi sebeqalisa ukuthi bengene kubhizinisi lezi ezokuthwala ukudla. Uyakwazi nxa usuke ema-restaurants abantu bathenga bayathenga ku-internet ungathenga ku-internet sokumele udelivere. So abantu bezibabha abaningi kakhulu basebenzisa izikuda imtududu leyi imtudu yangkhona bekhuluma lomunye wabo umnumzana Nkululeko Gwabalandamathi sithi kubhizinisi lelo so nxa kubhizinisi lelo kuyasebenzisa ipetrol elutshwane ngasebenzisa umdududu. Kodwa uthi phela amaprofesa angkhona amahle kakhulu nxa ungasebenza kakhulu uyazuza imali ethe bhaba. So ngokunye kwangkhona esiyakhuluma ngakho Marvelous namhlanje.
Ayi watinokuchingamidza ine musi wemuvhuro April 25 pano pachirongwa chedu chelive talk nhasi tichange tichikutaidzai isu zviri kuitika kumusangano wemabhizinisi weInternational Trade Fair uri kutarisirwa kutanga mangwana. Musangano uyu uri kuuya panguva iyo vezvemabhizinisi vari kuchema-chema pamusoro penyaya yemari vachitaura ivo kuti mari yemunyika yemabhondi pari zvino haisi kushanda uyezve vari kuda kuti mari iyi vawanikwe nyika ichidzokera kunoshandisa maUS dollars. atinoona zvakare kuti mutungamiri wenyika yeKenya vanga vari kutarisirwa kuuya kuzovhura musangano iwoyo asitazoona kuti nekuti kwakaita rufu kunyika yavo vawanikwa vachizotadza kuenda kunovhura musangano uyu. Chenge zvakare tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika muSouth Africa, umo tiri kunzwa pari zvino kuti mutungamiri webatoriye reDudula Eva Dlamini vari kuti ivo vakuzoenda kunotanga kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunoona zviri kuitika kune avo vanoita mabasa ezvechikafu zvekufambisa chikafu vachishandisa masukuta nezvimwewo, tichiona kuti mabasa aya akawanda acho ari kubatwa nevabva kure vanosanganisira zvizarwa zveZimbabwe. Totarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine pari zvino apo America yawanikwa ichitumira nhumwa dzayo kuUkraine vatoriko pari zvino vanosanganisira vaAntony Blinken vanova ivo vanoshanda nebazi rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko kunze kwenyika yeAmerica yeUnited States Secretary of State uyezve neavo vanomirira nyaya dzehondo Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin variko kuUkraine pari zvino. Uyezve nyika yeAmerica yakataura iyo kuti iri kuwedzera mari yavari kupa nyika iyi yeUkraine panyaya dzezvekutenga zvinhu zvekushandisa muhondo zvakadai sezvombo. Tichitarisawo kuti iyo Russia iri kuti pari zvino yawanikawo ichihwina kurwisana kwavari kuita kune dzimwe nzvimbo. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine pari zvino.
Yes, let's start with our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. He is a ZANU-PF member based in UK. We welcome you to the program, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you, Gibbs, and welcome, listeners.
Thank you very much. So let's start with the International Trade Fair. How important is this event, taking into account that, you know, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries is saying Zimbabwe should seriously consider re-adopting the US dollar, because the local currency is now almost moribund, it's now useless.
Yeah, firstly, we need to understand that the trade fair, its purpose is to attract more business, attract more investment, and showcase our products, our industrial capabilities to other industries which will be available. You would notice that in a trade fair, most companies, they get stands to show what they do in their companies. It's like an advertisement a platform for industry, commerce, and so many businesses. So yes, it is very important to have a trade fair in countries so that we at least show the world what we are doing. And once we do that, we are able to attract investments, attract industries, attract business. And many companies have found partnership with other companies from the trade fair. And many people have found jobs from the trade fair. And people have had a serious, a different understanding of things, of how the people work, how some government departments work, because you would see that the VIG will have a table at the trade fair, the army, the police. So it's actually a moment to make people understand how our economy is working, how our economy is moving, where are we failing, and how our industry is faring, so that we understand and appreciate what's going on. So in other words, yes. Now, coming to what the CZI have said, CZI have given their opinion on the current Zimbabwe is using. But we look, the position of the government at the moment, Gibbs, is that a country must survive on its own currency. If we are surviving on somebody's currency, we cannot control anything. We cannot manage our economy. Will be managed somewhere in America because they are using the US dollar. If you look in the whole world, yes, there are a few countries.
But the problem here, Dr. Mavaza, is that it's easy to talk, but you know, when you look at the currency itself, it's really in tatters. You know, if it is one against the one US dollar equals 150 bonds in the auction floor, and then you take that into the black market, is fetching today up to 400. So meaning that, you know, these people are business people. They are advising the government on what to do, but the government doesn't want to listen. So at the end of the day, There are people who are right on the streets. There are people right on the industries, and they know exactly what they're talking about here.
The problem, the CZI is not a government advisor. Instead of we should understand that they are not the supervisors of economy and government. So it is wrong for them to give a directive and criticize the government policy. They must come up with the idea. They must explain. They must approach in a proper way. If you want your idea to be heard, if you want your...
Yes, I think we are getting cut off, Dr. Mavaza. Something didn't go right there. Maybe you're having a phone.
Actually, you going to get people...
Yeah, quiet.
Yes. I'm saying if you don't get a right approach in approaching any person, you are likely going to get a negative response. So CZI is supposed to understand how to approach the government, how to advise them on the issues of monetary policy, not to go and criticize them on the newspaper. Without approaching the government. So the mode of communication used by CZI is wrong. They're actually playing to the gallery. They are not doing their job very well. They are supposed to engage the Minister of Finance, Mthuli Ncube, who is currently in America there. They were supposed to engage him or his ministry and the governor of the Reserve Bank and sit them down and tell them what they are seeing, what they think, and what they propose to be done. But they've just gone to the newspapers and published their statement, which is actually telling your parents that they are wrong in front of the world, which is wrong. They were supposed to find a way. They might be correct in their assessment because they are experts. But we are saying in every aspect of life, there must be a better way of approaching, of transmitting your communication to the other part. And if you want to expect a decent and a reasonable response, you must be decent and reasonable in your approach. If you want people to benefit, you must do it likewise. Unlike the way they've just done going to the paper. That was wrong, unprofessional, and the government is right to tell them to order.
Yeah, thank you very much. Marvelous.
I want to say, advocate Kennedy Masiye, but asi maybe tisataenda kwavari ngatiti pane chakaipa here Dr. Mavaza kuti ivo vemabhizinesi vataurewo maonero avo nekuti ndo vari kushandisa mari idzi munyika
vemabhizinesi kana vachida kuti mutemo kana maitiro ehurumende ashanduke hakuna chakaipa kuti vataure nehurumende asi chakaipa ndechekuti vari kutaura nehurumende kubudikidza nemapepa nhau handizvo zvinoitwa kana muchida kutaurirana kana kupa advice zvakafanana nekuti tete mavhi kana pane chandinofunga kuti muri kuita chisina kunaka kana kuti pane chandisiri kufarira nezvamuri handiende pafacebook ndotaura kuti mavhe bvisa bhutsi yako haina kunaka ndinofona ndotaura tete madi kutsvaga bhutsi yeruvara rwakadai so nekuti bhutsi yeruvara urwu haiite saka munoziva kuti imi muchindipindura kana kubvisa bhutsi yenyu zvinoenderana nekuti ndataura ndakamira pati zvino tikada kumira pamusoro pechisuri chemba todaidzira tichitaura kune munhu watakavakidzana naye anosimuka wakapopota akapisa imba saka zviri nani kutitsvage gwaro rekutaurirana CZI inoziva ine mvumo inoziva machannels ekushandisa kuti taure negurukota rinoona nezvemari inoziva zvakare zvainokwanisa kuita kuti itaure negurukota kana kuti nemukuru wezvemari ari kubhanga renyika yatingati Reserve Bank vabangudza vanoziva kuti vanotaurirana sei asi zvavaita zvekungomhanya paruzhinji nekungotaura hazvina chimiro chakanaka hazviratidze kukosha kwemashoko avo.
Yes, siyabuza kakhulu Baba Mavaza. Hold on there before we go to Mr. Masiye. We've got a caller here from Botswana. Let's hear from Keto Pepe. She wants to contribute to this show. So, Dr. Mavaza, hold on there. Let's talk to Umama Keto Pepe. Mapepe, unjani ma?
Ngiyaphila baba, tuveli njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, akutsho ukuthi ubona njani konoku ke okwenziwa iThethwe kona ngale yakhumbula kuthi alusakhula wawuhamba e-Trade Fair uyebukela okubukelayo ifike likholise lenze konke lokhu itepe kuwe ithoni njengomuntu okwalizimbabwe.
Hesh, okwamanje baba Dube mina ngibone ngani itepe yona iright nje in the sense yakho lokhu ukuthi indlela yokutshengisa as amabhizinisi lokutshengisa nje umuntu angabe kwenza nje. But ngalesi sikhathi esiphila kiso baba Dube yona kahle hayi ayisela that much imeaning yangona in the sense yokuthi nxa ukhangela nje an average person back then thina sikhula going to trade fair wasn't a marathon thing abantu babehamba nje trade fair but these days uzathola ukuthi balutshwani abavele bazoyofika khonapho hence akusasevi purpose yangibona njengabefore school.
Yeah, so manje ubona sokuyi-trade fair nje kuphela ukuthi sokumbukiso generally obomba yiwo nje.
Well, sekungumbukiso obenefita the very few people compared to ukuthi wawufika njani. Khathesi hhayi sekungabalutshwani nje vele abangafika khonapho. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi igcine injongo ye-trade fair vele ingasafezekanga ngoba kubenefita the few elite abakwanisayo nje ukufika khonapho kumbe ukutshengisa abangakwenza. Abalutshwani kakhulu sibile ngingathi maybe nje njengakobulawe laphana ngiyabe nginga-exaggerate nxa ngingathi maybe 15% of the Bulawayo population yibo abazakwanisa ukuzofika laphana. So injongo yangibona nje hhayi ayisela sisindo.
Ye, cela ubambe singangeni kwenye itopic ubambe khonapho-ke we're joined by Mr. Kenneth Masie is here in USA. Mr. Masie, welcome to the program, sir.
Can you hear me, Mr. Masie? Thank you very much.
Yes, so I know that you're not a business person, but you used to go to the ZITF. You still remember that time when you used to go there? Do you think that the ZITF still makes sense or is something that doesn't make sense anymore? What's your opinion on that?
As you rightly said, I'm not an economist, so I'll just give my my layman's contribution. Well, I think the ZITF has basically lost its meaning, in this day and age, because right now we see that there's a high unemployment rate in Zimbabwe. A lot of people cannot even afford to go to work. Most of the industries that we used to know, that used to operate in Zimbabwe, they've either shut down or they've scaled down because of the harsh economic environment that is prevailing. And right now, there's talk of this currency, new currency, US dollar and so forth. There's a lot of uncertainty going around. And a lot of businesses, surely, I think they are as confused as I am. I know the CZI has also put out a statement that many companies are facing financial hardships. And having the ZITF, of course, it's a good thing. That allows companies to come in and showcase what they are doing and so forth. But the environment is not good. Everyone is facing hardships, mainly the companies. And I heard Mr. Dr. Mavaza, saying that companies were not supposed to go to the media and so forth and air their grievances. Well, I think that is one of the problems that we have in Zimbabwe, where we have politicians who do not listen. And if they don't listen, people will end up using the media that is appropriate. And the media, going to the media, I don't see anything wrong. Everyone has got a right to freedom of expression, via different media outlets and so forth. So I don't think there's anything wrong with anyone, talking to a journalist about the real state of affairs.
Yes, I think you're getting a little bit cut off.
Going on.
Go ahead, Mr. Masia. I think your network is getting a bit shaky. I think we'll go back to Mr. Masia shortly because he's got some challenges with his network. Or maybe let's go back to Mr. Mavaza and then we go to Ms. Pepe. Go ahead.
Apo tanga tukuzwa advocate Kennedy Masie vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pemaonero avari kuita zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Vachitaura ivo kuti kuna Dr. Mavaza pane chakaipa here kuti ava vesuzai vaende ivo kumapepanhau sezvo munyika tichinzi isu mune freedom of speech. Tobva tangokubvunzai takamirira kuti vadzoke.
Chokutanga ndechekuti zvakaitwa nevanhu vesuzai haisi freedom of speech. Freedom of speech haireve kutaura kana kupfumurana musina kumbotanga mabvunzana. Dai kuri kuti vanhu vesuzai vari kungotaura kuti Zimbabwe ndola harisi kushanda vogumira ipapo, that would be better. But vaenderera mberi vakaudza hurumende mubepa kuti musarishandise, ngatiendei kuamerican dollar. Zvakanaka hazvo, ndomaonerawo. Asi vaifanira kuingenja hurumende pane kuti vataurirane nekupindurana pabepanhau. Zvatinoreva ndezvekuti musha wese une mashandisirwo aunoita zvinhu zvavo, mashandiro aunoita, matauriro anoita vanhu kuti zvifambire mberi. Saka hazvitibatsiri kuti tinongomhanya mapepanhau. Havasi kurambidzwa kana kuti hakuna vamasiya vangarofunga kuti pane inonzi freedom of speech kana kuti kubvumirwa kutaura zvamada zvingadai zvarambidzwa kana kuti zvokunzi musazviite kana muri kuenda kumapepanhau. Aiwa, pepanhau endai, asi hamupe yambiro kuhurumende mupepanhau. Taurai navo nzira dzokutaura navo nadzo munadzo dzokutaura naye munovaziva. Saka hazvina musoro izvozvo. Ndozvatakati tikuedza kutaura kuti CZI yarashika, yadambura pfuti isati yasvika panzvimbo yayo.
Yeah, we hear you, Dr. Mavaza, but the bottom line is, if an economic situation is not going in the direction where the government is saying things can improve, and then things go haywire. So, like what Mr. Masiya is saying, people have got a right to say anything at any given time. The moment you maybe doctor some information, then that becomes a problem. Is that not a challenge as far as ZANU PF is concerned?
No, there is a problem here. It's not people who said what they want. If it was another group who do not have a direct contact with the government, it would be a different story. The CZI have a direct contact with the government. They've got a direct advisory channels they know. This is what they're supposed to use. But they didn't. They rushed to the newspaper. They were supposed to engage the government, tell them about the shortcomings of the government policy or plan as far as monetary policy is concerned. When they make such an arrangement, the government, if the government refused to listen, then they can go and press it, and send it over to the press. But they didn't. They rushed to the press before even talking to the government. There is no way we can run our economy through the press. We should run our economy in a normal channel, in a proper way. So in other words, it is wrong what CZI has done. And they have not been stopped to be free with information. But I have said, and I want you to put it here, to go yourself in the government shoes. If I am going to talk to you, Gibbs, about something wrong you have done, and I go straight away on Facebook without talking to you, will you accept it? The answer is no. We are simply saying, yes, things are going wrong. Approach the government because you are an organization. You are CZI. You know how to talk to the ministers concerned. Do that. If they don't agree, then take another step. You start by talking to them. This is all what I'm saying.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Masiye. I think he's back now. Sorry, Mr. Masiye, you got cut off there. So you're saying something very important, like, you know, the CZI has got a right to actually approach whoever they want to do and publicize what they want because they're not under the government. So go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Yes, correct. So, yes, so as I was saying, the CZI has got that right to approach whoever they want and also talk about issues that are happening in the economy and that are affecting them. And I think if I heard Mr. Mavaza, he did not dispute that whatever they said in the media was wrong. It is actually a fact, and it's actually things that are happening in Zimbabwe. that they are articulating and, you know, putting out there. And I was about to say that I think one of the issues that really affect us in Zimbabwe is basically our leaders. Because if I recall back, not very, not very far away, when the president was addressing a rally, he said that if you don't come through the ZANU-PF structures, you know, with the grievances, then, you know, they will not be heard. You see, such statements, you know, being said by the head of the government clearly show that, you know, even if they, let's say, if, you know, presuming that they did not take the route of going directly to the government and hearing such statements, one would not blame them that they are, our leaders are not listening. They are not listening to the grievances of the people. They are not listening to people crying out and saying that we are struggling here. We need help. The economy is not running. And the only few people who've got the eye of the president, the ear of the president, are the ones basically benefiting from the economy. And right now, as I was saying, the trade fair has basically lost its meaning. And it wouldn't surprise me that you see just a handful of companies. If you see some of the companies probably which are deemed like entrepreneur or upcoming companies, you basically see that those companies, either they are linked to some politician in the government or to some political party. So basically there's no equality in the distribution of wealth in Zimbabwe. And surely to blame a whole organization for articulating and, putting across the truth about the economy is not good. And the government, what it has done, instead of probably, you know, bringing it or criticizing or castigating the institution, it should have said, no, we have heard you. Come with your grievances and let's talk about them and see how best we can move forward. So that is what a listening government does, but not to be retributive and, shutting out, you know, real issues that are being raised by experts in the economy who are struggling to get their business on their feet.
Yes, we can hear you so much there. So let's bring in Uketiwe Pepe. Mapepe now says, Kuluma, when you always rather, was in Dao. Skuluma, where's the rather South Africa? You are going to take operation to Tula Lay. It would turn us like one of our talk is singing the operation of Fanayo. I was singing a map channel with it since Roto Hamaja.
Yeah, Baba Tube. I-operation Tutula siyayibona e-South Africa la ngendlela enzakala ngakhona. Yebo lapha eBotswana singathi it's looming. Asingake sithi ukuthi isingenile ngoba lapha basakhuluma nje for example labama vendors trading association abenhlanganiso ezinjalo bayakhuluma ngoba enyuzini ngeke ngezwa 2 days back bethi bafuna ukukhumbuza uhulumende ukuthi sivumelane esiku-constitution yabo. Sithi lokho kungamabhizinesi okuncane okunjengokurun ama-restaurant lokuthengisa ezitridini ngokwama-locals, so bacela ukuthi uhulumende adlale indima yakhe ekuboneni ukuthi kuba njalo, ngoba phela kukhanya ingani thina isesesithethe lapho kungamelanga ukuthi sithathe khona. Kodwa-ke ukukhuluma iqiniso, hhayi eBotswana lapha kabakabi njenge-South Africa, kukabi lo muntu osethayo kumbe osethisiwe lapha, kusakhulunywa nje.
Ye, kuthi bona ngazani kuya ngaphi konke khona nasikhangele i-operation Tutula, lakhona kukuthi kulabantu emgwaqweni kwele Botswana osebetshile ukuthi nxa ungumuntu wokuza suzamiswa ukuthi uthengise emgwaqweni. Yini sibule enhliziyweni zenu kujona khonokho maphepha?
Hey Baba Dube, lokhu hei kusilalisa ngaphandle kwengubo sibili. Ngoba ungezwa into ikhulunywa like for example eBotswana, I want to applaud it in the sense yokuthi i-listening government to its citizens. Once abaTswana bekhuluma through the parliamentarians, their representatives or the president, kubaya ekuthasibili So ungazofike ukukhulunywa kunje, it's just a matter of time before abomthetho begcwala ezibridini beyenza i-operation to do la. Although eBotswana lapha umthetho wangkhona siyawazi ukuthi u-street if at all isenzakala iyabe isenziwa ngama-law enforcers and not ngendlela yokutshisa abantu. No, awakula ma-vigilant group lapha avunyezwayo, but bona bomthetho kungaba yi-council, immigration, policy, customs, whatever, yibo abazabe behamba bengena ezitridini bekhipha abangafanele ukuba lapho. So kukhulunywa so kuyasethusa kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa ngokukhangela sibili ubona ngani urhulumente weZimbabwe kumele enzeni ngezizalwane zakweZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa, ezikwele Botswana, le mazweni unalawa ngani selobandlululo olungani luya phambili.
Baba Dube, okokuqala nabalaleli, ngifuna ukucaca sibili ukuthi amazwe oSouth Africa lama next door abazange bebele sivumelwano vele ukuthi bazaba ngama-based press. Mina I believe ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kumele athathe i-responsibility yama-citizens akhe. Kumele abone ukuthi economy uyalungisa, avulele amathuba. And for example, zangena kancane lapha ade kuthiwe uDr. Mabasa ethi kwa labana besizethi hayi kumele bekhulume lohulumende. In the first place, ngifuna ukucaca nje ukuthi uhulumende is very much aware ukuthi idola leZimbabwe alisebenzi. Khathesi kule ndaba yama-e-passport, why are they not charging nge-local currency? Even government departments bathatha nge-foreign currency. Yes, akula mntu oyiholiswayo, but they expect ukuthi you pay your bills in foreign currency. That alone, akukho reasonable. Ngoba if bona beyifuna i-foreign currency, then why can't they just nationalize it? You see, you commit a crime at a government police station, but for the US dollar, why don't they just nationalize it? They look for the servant. So, isn't it as in Jalo? If you only know to Ukukega, I'm an industry, I have Fadwa, I would have a children's savings, I would have the general with a bank.
So, see, I was a waiter to it one because of my channel. So, Mr. Vaza, Ketu Bepe is very unhappy about what is going on right now. She even says, you know, in Botswana, the government may soon take action against foreigners in terms of those that are selling goods on the streets. We heard last week that the government, or let me say, the municipality of Haberon and others, they were saying, you know, those stores that are in the open are reserved for locals. So at the end of the day, Zimbabweans are in trouble. Look at in South Africa where there's Operation Tutula. Operation Tutula is now focusing on the food delivery sector. They are saying they're going to invade that sector. And there are so many Zimbabweans, hundreds of them, who are in that business. You know, they deliver food from restaurants to households, you know. So where do we go? Or let me put it this way. Where do people go in this case? Like, you know, who do they seek shelter from? Because the government appears to be not much, you know, forcing or maybe discussing this issue with the South Africans and even Botswanas. So there we are, Mr. Mavas.
Thank you so much. Actually, we needed to understand one point, as I had said before. The Zimbabwean government is engaging South African government in their own way through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and through our embassy. Again, what is happening in South Africa now, the Operation Dudula, is not a government-sanctioned operation. It is a criminal operation being handled by some criminals in the name of doing right for their people.
But they're not being arrested. They're not being arrested. That's the issue. They're doing what they're doing. Maybe they've got some backing from somebody. So let's not
take It is that inefficiency of the South African police which is making people ask questions whether these people are not being allowed or are not given blessings of the state. But yes, that's the issue we're talking about. But we cannot, as a government, tell the South African government how they should handle their own matters. We need to understand that the South African government and the Botswana government are protecting their local jobs. They are protecting their jobs. There is a difference when they play politics and when they play international law. In this aspect, they are looking at what the people on the ground are saying. They are saying our jobs have been taken by the foreigners. When they say jobs are taken by foreigners, they are talking about the jobs they are trained to do. That means they are trained to sell in the streets. That means they are trained to do perennial jobs because they are not professionally trained to do some professional jobs up there. That's why you are not seeing these Operation Dudula going into offices, chasing out people. You are not seeing them going to schools, chasing out teachers. You are not seeing them chasing out professional jobs. They are saying the jobs which needs no education, which needs no profession, it must be given to us locals. If we fail to fulfill them, then a special permit must be given to foreigners. I am not saying that's a right thing, but I'm simply saying they are trying to protect their local jobs. But this, the way they are doing it is wrong. It's criminal. It cannot be allowed. My problem with us Zimbabweans is when there is a problem in South Africa, we tend back and blame the government of Zimbabwe. When there's a problem in Botswana, we tend back and blame the government of Zimbabwe. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work that way. If there are problems, let's come together as Zimbabweans. Let's come together as the people and see how we can go around it. In Botswana, they've already had a law where they do not allow some local jobs to be taken by foreigners. It's a pity in Zimbabwe we don't have such a law. You can still see a Chinese in First Street selling sadza. You can see Chinese cooking sadza some other places where you don't expect them. You see Chinese in the villages selling herbal medicine they get from our own trees, which is the job which is supposed to be done by our people. Yes, I think if the government of Zimbabwe will start saying, look, let us keep these jobs to local people, it might appear, see, the fact that they are keeping the jobs to local people, it does not mean that they are saying, beat them up. Talk to them. Don't employ them. Allow them not to do it. Don't do it violently. The problem with the Dudula people, they are now taking hands into themselves, the law into their own hands, by killing people, by destroying people's stores, stealing from their shops, are doing everything which they think they can do. But if you look at the whole issue in conclusion, Gibbs, the problem, we have got a problem. We have got a global problem. It's an African problem. In every African state, people are having problems. There are no jobs. The reason why some Africans are after the foreigners is because they are not employed. They cannot be employed. And they only find somebody to blame. It's a pity they blame the foreigners. But before I give the mic to somebody, let me answer my colleague, my learned friend, Advocate Masie. Advocate Masie had clearly said the CZI. I'm going back to that point. I had not answered him. Advocate Masie, the point he's not understanding is we are saying whatever they are saying might be correct. But the way they are saying it is wrong. There are people who are allowed to go to the press and do whatever they say. But you cannot just go to the press and then say whatever you say. When you've got channels made for you, when you've got channels made for you for the purpose of governing the country.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in short, Advocate Masie, I understand that I'm not saying it is wrong to say your mind. I am saying we must follow the channels set for us to do that.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Go ahead, Mr.
Masie. Mamuru kuzwa zvotaurwa naDr. Mavasa. Asi zvakare tombotarisawo sagweta kuchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vari mune dzimwe nyika. Pane here zvinogona kuitwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuitira kuti ibatsire vari kuSouth Africa parizvino? Tichitarisa makamira sebhedhi.
Yeah, zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa zvino zvinova zvisina kunaka and zvino zvino murikunzwa?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, zvino zvisina kunaka and zvino zvinova zvichifanirwa zvichitaurwa nehurumende yedu yeZimbabwe. Constitution yedu yeZimbabwe inotaura kuti every citizen has got the protection of the government. And right now tikona kuti even hurumende yedu vanhu vari kufa kuSouth Africa, vanhu vari kurawa, vanhu vari kupiswa, hapana kana charumbotaura vachicastigata kana vachisimbisa vanhu vavo vari kuZimbabwe kuti pane zvavari kuita nehurumende yeSouth Africa kuona kuti zvinhu zvizvimire. Zvinhu zvinova zvisingadishamisi inini segweta rinomirira kodzero dzevanhu kuZimbabwe, pakuti hurumende yedu ndo zvainoita vanhu vayo munyika mayo. Inouraya, inoabducta vanhu, and kana zvakuzoitika kune dzimwe nyika, zvinhu zvokuti ivo hazvinishamisi kuti vanoramba vakanyarara. Saka in terms of international law, what's happening ku South Africa, zvinotaita border around the crimes against humanity. Those hazvichaendi, it's going beyond the definition of murder, just simple murder, but yakuta some semblance of genocide of foreigners. And the rate that people are being killed in South Africa is very alarming. And it's something that not only Zimbabwe should be involved in. It's something that the SADC region, the African Union, the United Nations should be involved in. Because such xenophobic attacks on any person or any foreigner in any country, akaita seyaribitwa South Africa, it's a cause of concern. And it's even a more cause of concern if the government of one Yuvao, of those people, Vasiri, Kuva, actively involved to stop what's happening in Zimbabwe. Why is the Zimbabwe government not doing so? It's because it's a weak government. It's a very weak government in terms of regional and international politics. They've got nothing, they've no leverage over South Africa. They've no leverage over any other, you know, African country or even United Nations, because they themselves, they violate my human rights. And they have no moral standing to castigate Zimbabwe of South Africa. So, Zunu Zunoti Kachamada, at the same time, Singanyo Yusha Misha Steri, because Avazi committed Kunyazi Kodzirajewan. A Zimbabwean should be protected within his own country, territories, and abroad. And Chinonyayo Kachamada, apatorina anything, not even a word from the foreign ministry to tell the world how it's engaging. Even South Africa, of course, South Africa has its own systems. Like what Mr. Mavado was saying, but it's got a weaker enforcement system. Well, that is just part of it. But this goes beyond the South African government and its policy. It's an international, it's a regional issue, which Zimbabwean government should move and make noise about. But I just was wanna, I would urge Zimbabwe through the president and the foreign ministry to do more in regards to what's happening in Zimbabwe. Otherwise, people will just perish and nothing will just happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masia. And still on the line, we've got Mr. Tanta Moses Nube, who is a member of Freedom Alliance. He's based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Nube.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. How are you and everyone?
No, we're very fine. So, Mr. Nube, we are seeing here that Operation Kidula is saying they are going to invade the food delivery industry. So, what's your take on that? Because there are so many Zimbabweans that are in that business.
Yes, they have got the capability to do so. I don't think it would be the first time for them to do that. There were others that have been, especially the violence on trucks and everything. So the net effect is that it is going to mold the economy of South Africa, the economy of the SADC region, the image of South Africa also, both locally and internationally, is going to be tarnished like nobody's business. But the thing is that in Africa, when people have got complaints, what they do is the unbelievable, the undoable, the taboo. That is the problem. As I have been listening to other speakers, I think I've got some input on that. Protection of jobs is not a problem. I hear Dr. Mabaza is saying that people are not qualified. There are lots of qualified people in South Africa that are not employed, for that matter. People that have got degrees, diplomas, that are not employed. And we need to acknowledge that. All jobs are at risk. Whatever job you are doing in South Africa, I wonder what Operation Tutula is doing, because the government is actually doing more than that. But the government is not killing people. It is stopping people, putting stringent measures for people to work, whether you are a professional or not. For example, there is lack of teachers in South Africa, but a lot of them are affected by this move that is there. So we have got this thing being institutionalized by the government due to the pressure from people there. Then Dr. Mabaza is saying that ZANU is not to blame. ZANU can never be exonerated from this, because if ZANU had not mismanaged the economy, we are not going to have these numbers of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa. So it's unfortunate that South Africa is using violence, which is not useful in any way. South Africa will suffer, foreigners will suffer too, the region will suffer as well.
Yes, ngathi-ke kuyiwa phambili baba Ncube kumele kwenziweni esinti khonapho pho ukuthi kaka.
Nxa kuyiwa phambili bekufuneka ubukhokheli obuqotho. Ubukhokheli njengoba esitsho igqwetha elisanda kukhuluma. Uhulumende weZimbabwe akayisukumele into le, uhulumende weSouth Africa bayisukumele ke bonke. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uyayange kule nhloni zokuthi akhulume ngokoniwa lapha, ngoba yena ukubulawa kwabantu okwenzakala eSouth Africa ekhaya kwenziwa izana, iyabibulala abantu, itshaya abantu. So abalayo i-moral standing yokuthi zabasole lokho okwenzakala ngayo. So benxa uhulumende bekhulumisana lathi abantu beZimbabwe, asibe ngabantu abalobuntu ukuthi sibone ukuthi ye lapha kunohlupho, sivume ukuthi sesiyi-problem eSouth Africa. Ikhaya lethu akusiyo South Africa, yiZimbabwe. Angeke sikubalekele lokho. Kumele-ke sibone ukuthi kube sihlomisana ngokuthi nxa sisiya eZimbabwe yini lani esingayenza, kuyini esikudingayo. Sihlomisane amacebo, hayi inkani esiyenzayo lokuthethisa abantu ku-social media sesibathuka sibenza lokho. Akusebenzi khonokho. Njalo khonokho njengoba silamadokotela lamaloya, ake sikhuze owethu uhulumende, singabi le milomo ecijileyo nxa sisola abanye ohulumende abaphandle kumbe sisola uhulumende weSouth Africa. Kuthiwa khona i-enforcement i-weaker eSouth Africa. I-South Africa ilolungelo loluntu okuthiwa yi-democracy. Kunzima ukuthi ipolisa silibone litshaya abantu njengalayo eZimbabwe akwenzayo. Kule video engiyibonileyo babopha umuntu ngezankosi, bamtshaye ebotshwe ngezankosi, ngamapholisa ayenza lokho. So ngapha sikuthela konke okusenziwa ngabantu. So-ke okumele kwenziwe, asizihlolenini thina. Inhlelo zenze sizikhuluma la, asibe sihlonisane ukuthi madoda singaya ekhaya singenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Siyekele futhi ukuletha, ngingabuya mina lapha eSouth Africa, ngakithi thina singu-9 ifamily, sesilabazali sibe ngu-11. Sesibisa bonke ogogo labosanhlanhla sebehlala sebengabe eSouth Africa khonapha, labazukulu esibazalayo. Khonokho kungasiza ngaphi khonokho? Ngakho umuntu ongakuvuma khonokho sile problem atekeleleni abantu abenza khona lokho. Angiboni ukuthi eMtorashanga ungafika kunje ngithathe osanhlanhla labo nanhlanhla ngiyehlala labo khona. Bayakuxotsha. Kodwa bona nxa bekwamanye amazwe bathi balama-rights, which is wrong.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Ncube. Sibone kumbe ukhethiwe bebhe lokho esakhona. Wenza ukuthi angene khonapha ngamafushane naphonga ukuthi kubapha size ukuthi pho yena ubona ngani khonokho okwenzakalayo kuyathini. So Miss Bebe, I understand you work as a domestic worker there in Botswana. So how do you do your business there? Are you not being haunted by the Botswana for that kind of a job? Kumenjani ngakhonokho? Ye, kungazani sekuqhudekile lapha-ke umama, singazi ukuthi uhambe njani. So let's bring in Dr. Mabaza and then we bring other people on board. So Dr. Mabaza, quickly your summary of what, maybe your analysis of what Mr. Ncube said and others. Very briefly, we'll give you a minute and a half, yes.
Thank you. Like, the first thing is Mr. Ncube always has a problem when he attacks ZANU-PF. He does not understand what he's saying, so let me not say much on him. There is a range of mechanisms available to countries to protect a citizen outside their country, including the diplomatic representations, mediation, and international courts. I'm surprised that Masia does not know that. Maybe because he is a human rights lawyer, and human rights lawyers are normally activists, political activists, who don't understand what they're talking about. The law is very clear. Diplomatic laws do not allow Zimbabwean government to interfere in what is happening in South Africa at the moment. Yes, they protect their people. Masie must read the news and must understand what's happening in Zimbabwe. When the Zimbabwean was killed in South Africa, the Zimbabwean government went, sent a delegation, took the body to Zimbabwe. He was buried at the Zimbabwean government expense. He was given the state-assisted funeral. And the, as we speak right now, the ambassador this morning was having a meeting with the spokesperson to the president of South Africa on what is happening. And as you can see, if Mr. Masie had looked at his news again today, the Dudula, they had a meeting, they were burying one of their members who was shot last week, and they were blaming that on Zimbabwe. But today they came again and apologized and said, no, it wasn't Zimbabwe, it was the Sutus who shot them. We shot at this guy and he was buried yesterday. And then they are actually calling that we should not start fighting. We should simply protect our jobs. Now, what I've said, which Ncube did not understand at all, not Masie. Ncube says they are professionals in South Africa. They are lawyers, they are doctors and everything who are not employed. I did not dispute that. I said, as long even if you are mostly educated and you are highly educated, and you go and do a job for the uneducated, which the South Africans want, which the South Africans are looking at, they will fight you for that job. We have got so many Zimbabwean lawyers practicing in South Africa. We have got Zimbabwean lecturers. We have got Zimbabwean journalists in South Africa. They are not being haunted for working in South Africa. They are haunting people who are getting the jobs of their public so that you protect it. It's a political game. We are not saying it is right. It is wrong. The government of South Africa is definitely allowing this to happen. Then finally, it is wrong for Masie to open his mouth and say Zimbabwean government is weak and it cannot stand for what is happening outside. In Zimbabwe, we don't have Zimbabweans killing foreigners. So we have got the moral right to stand up and say, we don't do this in your country. We have that moral right. It is wrong and pervasive for a lawyer, Masie, to speak with that evidence that the government does that. We don't kill foreigners in our country, not even one. So that was wrong, and we cannot allow that to be said. Again, and furthermore, Ncube says the same thing, supporting Masie. Zimbabwean government has a moral obligation to protect their people diplomatically and internationally outside their borders. And they are doing just that. And as we have said, with Zimbabwe sending planes to take hundreds of children from Ukraine, they have taken a lot from Romania and Poland. That's what the government does. And does Masie want to be told himself that this is what they are doing? They are doing a lot to our Zimbabweans outside. So it is not correct to bust the government because you have got the right to open your mouth. That is wrong. Say the truth and protect your country.
Thank you, Dr. Mambaza. There's not a correction on the planes that were sent to collect Ukrainians. Zimbabweans were stuck in Ukraine. So I understand Zimbabwe has got only one plane. So they're actually buying tickets for those people in Romania and so forth. So let's put the record straight there. So that
Gibbs, you are wrong there. Okay. When I send a ticket, I've given you a plane. You don't necessarily mean that this is called a figurative speech. When you send tickets for 400 people, you have given them a plane home. We don't have to give them a plane in their name.
Okay, so good. I think it's a question of semantics. Let's put it as a question of semantics. Mr. Masie and the marvelous friend.
Advocate Masie Manzwa. Advocate Apomaresha. Mnenge Mokutaura ini Makamira Mamwe Mapato. Tinoziva hedu kuti makawanikwa muine chityo chamanga muinacho pakupera kwevhiki. Tombopinda mune izvozvo, ndizvonga zviri kuitika kutesa.
Okay. Thank you, Marvelous. But just a moment to respond to Dr. Mavaza accusations. It's surprising that Dr. Mavaza does not dispute my statements, but instead does talk some statements that he does not even understand himself. When I was talking about the government of Zimbabwe killing people, I was talking about killing its own citizens. And he does not dispute that, meaning say he does agree with me that Zimbabwe kills its own citizens. And also talking about the international, you know, mechanisms that he was talking about, it, clearly he does not know the procedures that that are in place that need to take place. And yes, with that, I would just like not to go personal with Mr. Mafazo. But let me go to the function that we had in Texas this weekend. I'm the chairperson of the, in fact, the caretaker chairperson of the CCC in Dallas, Texas, and we had a gathering of Zimbabweans who came together and who are supporting the cause, you know, for democracy in Zimbabwe, and who want to see our political party get into power next year. And we are also celebrating the victory of the by-election that just passed, where our party, you know, garnered a couple of seats in parliament. And a Texas branch was twinned with the Highfield constituency, Highfield West constituency, where we helped our candidate, Honorable Chidziva, to march, you know, march into victory by helping him with you know, various issues that he needed in terms of you know, planning and so forth relating to the election. So that was the gathering to celebrate that. But in essence, it was mainly to bring Zimbabweans together in at a one function, despite you know the political affiliations, you know, to talk about issues affecting us as Zimbabweans here in the diaspora and also abroad. And going forward, we'll be having these meetings, and these meetings are not selective. They are for every Zimbabwean who feels that they have got something to contribute towards you know, a good cause in their country.
So were you raising funds? Were you just enjoying yourselves? And just give us
yes.
a question there.
Yes, so the main aim was to raise funds for our 2023 campaign. So that was the main, you know, the main issue and the program that we had. And the program is ongoing. As you know, we are a new political party, and we literally do not have any money besides the money that is coming from citizens. So this is an ongoing program. And the Texas branch is just one of the many branches in the North America. We've got a lot of branches in various states who are doing similar things. So the fund is ongoing, and we'll be putting this to the media and so forth so that people can know how they can contribute.
Thank you very much. Tell us where you're going to go.
Yes, siyabonga. Yeah, into enzakalayo ngizubaba uMabaza esithe abantu laba abafundileyo ngabalahlupho. Uhlupho lukhona kakhulu, abantu laba bangama-professional laba eSouth Africa angeke baye kumestradeni, kodwa bazabe bencedisa odudula ngemuva. Nxa liyake lizwe, nxa belenhlelo zabo abantu befona besithi sicela ukuthi siliphe imali eyokuthi silincedise. Angeke umuntu oyisisebenzi kumbe sikahulumende abonakale phambili, kodwa uyathuma abathumayo. Akula muntu osafe, akula msebenzi osafe, noma kuyiwuphi nobungwe-critical skills. Yikho khonokho abantu bakithi asicabangeni ngokwakithi. Yikho engingakutsho lokho nxa ngivala inkundla.
Ye, so siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Sibonge labanye-ke. Thank you so much, guys. I think we are coming to the end of our program today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, ZANU-PF member Dr. Simba Mavaza. He is based in the United Kingdom, and we had a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, that is Miss Ketwe Pepe. She has been working there for a while now, and she was complaining bitterly about what the government is trying to do for them. And then we had a human rights lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Masie. He's also a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa. And we also had Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. He's the Secretary General of that organization. And signing off from America, from Washington, D.C. today, because we started working in our offices. And this is Kip Kibwe saying good night, Zimbabwe. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye from Washington, D.C., although I'm still working from my home. Please have a very good night.
Thank you very much. Good night.